to another episode of Daisy Talks. I'm Daisy, and this episode is going to be all about music. Now, music is a huge part of my life. It's influenced a lot of stuff. If you've heard my gaming podcast before, you know that gaming was also a big part of my life. But music takes that other 50% of my life and just completes it. So if you ever meet me, I'm mostly music and video games. There's like no other topic that I'm really big into. So I'm gonna be talking mostly about me recording music, me being in choir, and just music and what it's done for me in general. So let's get started. Music's been a part of my life since I was really young. My parents are really big into listening to music. It's always been just something that's always around the house. There's never really a moment where I'm not listening to music. It's just really how I run my life. It's helping with a lot of things, like my ADHD. It helps me focus a lot. It helps with just kind of relaxing and making sure that I'm keeping my emotion levels kind of at a normal and not overthinking or maybe possibly underthinking or going straight into a depressive mood, things like that. Music has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. Music is always something with me. Like, I always bring earbuds wherever I'm going. I always have to have music. It's just something that needs to be with me. It was introduced to me very early on in life. I was put in choir 6th grade, so I've been in music for a long time. Music is just something that's stuck with me and my family. It brings my family together a lot. It has just a lot of good in my side of the family. It brings just a lot of joy and good feelings all around. I've loved music for the longest time. I am not into one specific genre because there's just so much to choose from. So I love a lot. Music I'm really familiar with, it's like classic rock, metal, and pop, because we all listen in my household to different variations of music. My brother's favorite is country and metal and rock. My stepfather's is more of like the classic rock and rock, so is my mom's, and I'm more of the pop, punk rock kind of at the moment. Music is just so easy to just create and bend to your own will. Once you have the basics down, you can pretty much do anything that you want. So my experience with making music is kind of small. I haven't really made a lot of music yet. I haven't written a lot of songs. I haven't played a lot of the instruments that I wish I knew how to play, etc. I play piano, I play ukulele, I used to play guitar, and I play a little instrument called a melodica, which is a keyboard harmonica, basically. It's really fun to play, and it's really loud and annoying. When I'm making music, it doesn't normally take a long time to think of the lyrics for me, because I just sit there and I ramble and I press keys until I write down something that sounds good. I have made 2 or 3 songs, and I'm not very proud of them at all. I keep them in a songbook that I've had for a couple years now. I have the song Birds, which I wrote. I have the song Over the Moon, and I also have Painting Skies, which was written for one of my exes that I don't talk to anymore. I haven't written anything else since because I haven't really been able to do anything. I also recorded a Paramore cover. I recorded All I Wanted by Paramore. And I did that also with one of my exes. He did the backup music and I did the vocals. So it was really fun, but I don't have that anymore. Like, I don't have the urge to do that anymore, which is why I've really taken up podcasting. My favorite types of music have to be punk rock, just kind of metal-ish, and pop, I guess. I'm into a poppy steampunk band at the moment called Steam Power Giraffes. Definitely check them out. They are awesome. One of the best bands I've heard in a long time. They've been around since, I want to say, the early 2000s, but I could be wrong. They are overall really fun and entertaining to like watch if you see them live, and they're really fun to listen to. They have a lot of good songs and they have a great backstory on their band. It's phenomenal. I really like them. I also really like Paramore for my favorite punk rock band. Paramore is really good. I really like them. I just have like a lot of music that I listen to, so there's not really a favorite. I've listened to Gorillaz and I'm a big part of that community. I've listened to Panic at the Disco and I used to be a big part of the community, but not anymore. I listen to a bunch of wacky things now. I listen to just a lot of popular songs. I listen to a lot of old songs that were popular, etc. It's just something that I'm always doing, is just listening to music. Music in general has affected me really well. It's something that I just really can't go without. Like I said, kind of in the beginning, I always have earbuds around me, or like a music speaker or something. So it's helped a lot with my ADD, or well, my ADHD, and it's helped a lot with just sitting there and like being bored. Yes, let's listen to some music. It's just something that gives my mind something to do, and it's really like good for me because it fills me joy most of the time, and I love it. I might start recording more music, but I don't know what to do first, so that's gonna be a little mystery until later. But for now, I think I'm gonna stick to podcasts and just kind of doing my own little thing for now. The music I listen to is just something that's really big and influencing on me, and it's always just something that has to do with my life. Like, it's just, music is just something. The last thing I really want to talk about is my experience throughout the years in choir. Choir is one of the biggest things that has ever influenced my life. It has such an overwhelming, nice community that I just so enjoy. You all in the choir is like having a huge family, and I love it. I love it to pieces. It's overall really supporting in what kind of music that you like, what kind of music you want to do. And in choir, you're not just singing these Jesus songs and everything, especially in my public school. You're not just singing this Jesus choir stuff. You're gonna be singing about slavery that's happened maybe in one of these songs, and this is one of the songs that uplifts the slaves. And you're learning the history behind it. You're doing folk songs, you're doing these musics from different types of areas, etc. It is some of the most amazing musical experience that you'll ever get. If you take like band or something, no hate to you, most likely you do the same thing. I have never taken like band or anything like that. But I know that choir is one of just the best things to take if you want to learn like more background on music. And I want to shout out my choir teacher, Miss Carlson, and my choir in 2020 to 2021, because we are doing a virtual online choir basically, and it is really hard to teach yourself music. And it's amazing to see how much like everyone's grown. So shout out to my favorite choir teacher, Miss Carlson. Thank you so much for teaching me a lot of the stuff that I know now. And shout out to the 2020 to 2021 Vista Choir. You guys are amazing, and I want you guys to keep practicing music. This has been Daisy Talks. Remember, you're loved, you're valid, you are you, and whatever you are, you're awesome. Stay tuned for the next episode.